Good afternoon from the Fairbanks Museum. Welcome to this midday edition of An Eye on the Sky. Widely scattered sprinkles during the pre-dawn hours gave way to a cold rain across the Vermont Public Listening Area's northern third and showers over its southern two-thirds this forenoon. Though expected, it was in sharp contrast to the fine spring weather of the past couple of days. Yesterday's brilliant sun that pushed temperatures up into the mild upper 40s across middle elevations and the balmy 50s on warmer valley floors is nowhere in evidence. A combination of dense cloud cover and precipitation is holding the mercury in the mid-30s to low 40s for now across the north, and with the rain slated to continue into the evening, afternoon highs should only be a few degrees higher than current readings in many communities away from the Champlain Valley. Farther south, readings are in the 40s to near 50, and with less frequent rain, the mercury should be able to climb into the low to mid-50s on valley floors, hilltop communities remaining a few degrees cooler for much of the time. The Champlain Valley will probably manage to spike to near 50 later today for a time. Rainfall amounts by this evening should run between a third to a half an inch, further compacting the now ripe snowpack over higher terrain. By late this evening, showers will end across the south, and rain will taper to scattered rain or wet snow showers across the north. The temperature should settle to near or slightly below freezing following the passage of a cold front between 7 and 8 o'clock. The weather map at this hour shows low pressure centered just south of James Bay with an occluded front arcing south of it across southwestern Quebec, then the mid-Ottawa Valley, across western Lake Ontario and eastern Lake Erie just west of Buffalo, then through Indiana and southern Illinois to near Oklahoma City. A warm front branches from the occlusion over southeast Ontario province and stretches east along the Vermont-Massachusetts border out over the Gulf of Maine. A broad shield of rain now covers most of Maine, New Hampshire, northern Vermont, and northern New York State, with some breaks west of the Adirondacks. Additional showers are racing east-northeast across western New York State, southeast Ontario, and Pennsylvania. We'll see these showers pass over us in waves until the cold frontal passage this evening. Tomorrow, high pressure now over North Dakota will give us a dry day as it passes to our north across southern Quebec. Then Saturday, another energetic low will spread precipitation our way. The air mass over us at that time will be marginally cold enough to support snow in middle at higher elevations, and wet snow or mixed precipitation on northern valley floors, with mixed precipitation or rain on southern valley floors. All in all, at this point, it looks like a sloppy early spring elevation-type snow/mixed precipitation event for Saturday afternoon and night, the fine details of which will become clear only as the event itself unfolds. Here are the details. This afternoon, occasional rain, highs in the low to mid-50s south, around 50 in the Champlain Valley, and 40s elsewhere north. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain diminishing early, scattered lingering or snow showers overnight north, lows in the upper 20s to mid-30s north, mid-30s to around 40 south. Friday, becoming partly cloudy except remaining mostly cloudy across the northern mountains, highs in the upper 30s to mid-40s north, mid to upper 40s south. Friday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper teens to mid-20s north, mid-20s to around 30 south. And Saturday, precipitation developing from southwest to northeast with a snow or rain-free mix changing to rain in the valleys, reaching the Northeast Kingdom mid to late afternoon, highs in the mid to upper 30s. From the Fairbanks Museum, I'm meteorologist Steve Maleski with An Eye on the Sky.